With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. For years, the Zagat restaurant surveys were a publishing secret, mimeographed, read by a select few. Now, Zagat has gone national with $8.95 vest pocket restaurant guides for New York, Washington, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. It all started in 1979. Tim Zagat and his wife Nina, both lawyers, were part of a wine and food group.
Somebody made a remark that the principal restaurant critics weren't really reliable. You couldn't know for sure that you were going to get a good meal if they said you were going to. I said, look, we all have lots of friends who are interested in food. Why don't you all write down names of, let's say, 10 friends who were very interested and who you think would enjoy it, and let's do a survey of the top restaurants in New York.
So some 15 amateur food critics surveyed 75 restaurants, and Tim Zagat passed the results around free.
We gradually, over the next couple of years, moved to 450 people and 350 restaurants.
By this time, it got to be expensive, compiling and giving away 5,000 free copies. So in 1983, the Zagats decided to sell the guide in booklet form.
And it paid its expenses, and it made all of the meals we were eating and all the other things tax-deductible, which was nice.
Tim Zagat's once modest guide is now read by business travelers, restaurant buffs, and corporate clients. People who participate in the survey mail Zagat a stamped, self-addressed envelope. For participating, they get a free guide.
We send out a questionnaire to each of the people that is going to be a participant in the survey. They rate the restaurants on the basis separately of the food, of the decor, of the service, and they estimate what the cost of dinner would be before drinks and tip.
The address of the Zagat restaurant surveys, Zagat is spelled Z-A-G-A-T, is 55 Central Park West, New York, 10023. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. When Tim Zagat and his wife started rating restaurants, it was a hobby. Their friends and acquaintances pitched in to review dining establishments in New York City, and the results were passed around free as a mimeograph sheet. Now, the Zagat surveys are slick vest pocketbooks that rate restaurants in New York, Washington, Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, and are notable for their brevity.
Busy business people are not interested in reading a page and a half of fine print about the way the cream sauce was mixed and whether there was enough seasoning in a particular dish.
Tim Zagat says volunteers contribute to the surveys.
The Chicago and Los Angeles surveys now involve roughly 1,400 people in each city who eat out on the average of 3 to 4 times a week. The Washington and San Francisco surveys involve roughly 800, 900 people each.
With so many reviewers whose results are compiled by computer, Tim Zagat believes his surveys are more accurate than the conclusions of a single food critic.
If you're a critic and don't like raw fish, well, forget the sushi bars. Or if you don't really like steak that much, you may do a disservice to the steakhouses.
Zagat says his surveys do not reflect a lower standard of quality for restaurants in cities outside of New York.
With all of the activity that we see in New York restaurants, I think Los Angeles may be even more exciting in terms of new restaurants.
Even the nation's capital is now in the big league.
Washington used to be very much a backwater in terms of food. Has a really extraordinary number of first-class restaurants.
Given its size, the $8.98 Zagat restaurant surveys, now on sale in bookstores and newsstands nationwide or directly from Zagat, spelled Z-A-G-A-T, 55 Central Park West, New York, 10023. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.